Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this episode today. Yes, we are going to be talking about letting go, move on, because there are greater things ahead. You know, as a child growing up in Jamaica, I always hear this saying, a bird in hand is better than two in the bushes. Unfortunately, as I got older and eventually became a businesswoman over the years, I started to ponder on that statement. And I have come to the conclusion that that's a statement that coined out of fear. Not only is it coined out of fear, but it holds one captive to mediocre living. And I have learned, as I have learned over the years, success and prosperity comes from taking risks and entering into areas of the unknown and making a difference while you're there. So, as it is still early in 2015, hence the reason that I'm doing this segment today. So, I just wanted to say that and hope that you will enjoy this episode today. All right? So now let us just go into our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, it was the great Nelson Mandela who made this statement on the seemingly impossible. And this is just to confirm what I meant. To confirm the statement I made earlier on. Nelson Mandela says, It always seems impossible until it is done. Everything always seems impossible until it is done. It's true about the bigger task in life. And it can lead to a feeling of not even wanting to try to do anything. When it seems impossible, it can really be easy to get into a defeatist mentality. And that just adds to the impossibility of it all. The best course of action is to reach back into our past and find something that had seemed impossible at first and eventually was accomplished and led to success. We all have done that. It has happened to all of us. So let's just tap into our power of belief in order to apply it to our current impossible and see how soon the impossible becomes possible. I want to take some time to direct you to the different places that you can connect with me. I want for you to claim a complimentary coaching session by visiting bookio.com/lowercase drdaphne. You can claim a complimentary coaching session there at no financial investment on your part. So you can just get a taste of what it is I do and to work with me for that time that you chose, and I can help you to get some result with the problem that you came with. Also, visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Get on my mailing list so that you can be part of my community and kept frequently informed about all the things that I'm doing. And I am on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com, please like my fan page, /Dynamic Daphne. Connect with me on connect with me on LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson, on Pinterest and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And check out, if you Google me, you'll see the link for my blogs and all of those, because I have a written blog as well as this one. So, the topic of hand. What are you willing to let go? Are you willing to let go of anything in order to move on? You remember the statement I told you that I grew up hearing, that a bird in hand is better than two in the bushes. But as I read that statement and as I ponder on it, to my mind is someone who always have the palms of their hands folded into a fist. And I'm thinking, when your hands are closed into a fist position, you are not receiving anything. Whatever is in there is held securely. So in order to receive anything, the palms of the arms need to be open, fingers outstretched. That's a receiving mode. The palm of the hands also need to be turned up. That's the position of receiving, reception, receptiveness. So if we catch one bird according to that statement, and we keep holding on to that tight, we are holding on so tight, and we never open our hands again, we are never going to be able to take position take advantage of the opportunities that come our way. So I want us to spend some time talking about the different areas that sometimes we are not willing to let go in, and we just hold on to things that is holding us in the mediocre living. The first thing I want to address is the area of our intuition or our gut feeling. Each and every one of us has that. You know, society is so twisted in their mindset, and sometimes they will tell you, oh, I don't want any part of that because that is New Age living. So if intuition have you thinking about New Age, then just view it as your gut feeling, because that is exactly what it is. How many times you are out to go someplace, and when you leave home, you always travel the same route. However, this one day, you were on your way to wherever you were going, and on your way to your old route, all of a sudden, you got an inkling to turn around and travel somewhere else. And you didn't know what. Nobody called you on the cell phone to tell you. You didn't see a policeman that detoured you. You just got an inkling that said, you know something, Daphne, turn around. And immediately, you look for the most convenient spot, turn the car around, and you went another direction. You went a direction that was not even familiar to you. However, when you make it to your final destination, somebody said to you, did you see the accident that happened? Or somebody said, it took me so long to get here because the traffic was blocked up miles and miles and miles. And it took me so long to get here. Well, what do you think that was? That was your intuition that saved you getting stuck in that traffic for so many hours. So, if you look back and think simple scenarios like that, you know that you are always in a position to obey your intuition. However, when it comes to greater life situations, when it comes to careers, when it comes to relationships, we are very reluctant to follow our intuition. I've heard many women said, you know something? If I had listened to my gut, if I had listened to my gut told me, only had I listened, I would not be in this situation today. So I want us to make it simple. And the same way we can obey our intuition when it tells us to turn around on the road and travel another direction, I want us to apply that same belief when we are going for bigger goals and bigger vision. Know that our intuition is like our inner alarm clock. It alerts us. It's a buzzer. It's like a burglar alarm. If burglar is breaking in, the alarm, so long as it is armed, it is going to alert you and let you know. So this is what our intuition does for us. It is our inner alarm, and it allows us to know when something is not going to go right, and it helps us through. To share a quote from the great Zig Ziglar on the greatness of starting. And here is what Zig Ziglar wrote. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. What is he saying? We can sit down and hold on to the bird in hand and say, I have this bird here. Oh, I ain't letting it go. what he's saying. We got to start. We got to go out there. Go and seek other birds. And we are going to find out so much more about the birds that we are catching versus the one we are holding on to. Starting is the most important part of success, even though finishing is often tough and thought of as having arrived. It's so easy to get caught up in wondering about how things would have turned out that we lose sight. Also, if you worry about failing or coming up against obstacles and adversities along the way, this can be something that deter you from starting as well. However, all of that imaginary thinking, because you only know what will really happen when you move forward and to get started. And none of us going to be sitting down and know exactly what's going to take place unless we take action. Right? So follow your instinct. When it tells you go, don't say why. Just move and go. Point number two. We are responsible for our results in our lives. We, you and I, we are all responsible for the results in our lives. I know that some entrepreneurs and some business people, they blame the competition and they blame everybody instead of taking responsibility for what they want to experience. They blame people, and it's always because of somebody else why they are not experiencing what they are supposed to experience. And that's why their businesses are not where it is supposed to be. So, because you are responsible for your life, it is your responsibility to create something, a system, something that keeps you going. Because you know what it takes for your adrenaline to pump. You know what it takes to get you inspired in order to be motivated. So, you know that. So what you need to do, you go out there, you get you the best coaches, you get you the best mentor, you get you the best teachers. And what is going to happen? They are going to hold you accountable. So for these points that I have spoke about so far, the first thing that you're going to need to throw out is the fact that your intuition or your gut is not stronger than the advice that people will give you. The next thing I want you to throw out is the fact that somebody else can get into your way and that you will not become successful, because that's not true. We are all responsible for the result in our lives. Good and bad, we are responsible for that. The third point I want us to talk about here and to understand is that it doesn't matter what we are doing. So long as we get clarity on it and we get focus and position ourselves to do this thing, the universe is going to rise up and it's going to meet us where we are. It's going to give us the support that we need. It's going to give us the resources that we need. how often you have spoke with people and you said, and you hear them tell you, oh my Lord, I don't know when, out of the blue, this happened and that happened and the other happened. It's not out of the blue. The universe knows its responsibility and its commitment to you. And it turns up on time to support us. Victor Kayam wrote this about falling. He says, even if you fall on your face, you are still moving forward. And Les Brown says this too about falling. Les Brown says, when you fall on your face, make sure you are looking up. Because as long as you are looking up, you will be able to get up. So, you know, take a little time down there. You fell on your face, turn over on your back, and you start looking up. And you start reaching up. And so long as you are reaching up, the universe is going to send somebody to extend a hand that will pull you back on your feet. You know, this is so true because if we are afraid to fail, we won't make any progress. And there is the only progress or regret. There is no standing still. You either is going to have progress or you're going to have regret because you didn't do anything. You cannot stand still and get any result. You either move forward or you move backward. You always want to keep going forward because what forward movement does? It gives us momentum. It helps us to build momentum. And yes, sometimes during that process, it means that we are going to fail. And if we fail, so what? What's the lesson there? We learn the lesson from that experience and keep going forward. What they said, the clock take a licking and keep on ticking. And that's what we need to do. All right? So, what you're going to throw out here or what you're going to let go in order to move on? You're going to let go the fact that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to start now because I don't want to fail. I want to have everything together. You're going to start where you are and the universe is going to rise up and meet you. You know, an interesting thing happened when I was preparing for the show. I start, you know, in Jamaica, I grew up, my father was a farmer. And he had animals, he had pigs, he had goats, he has cows, skin, everything. But this particular experience that I'm about to share had to do with the pigs, the goats, and the cows. I don't know if you have ever been on a farm where the newborns are. And this has to do with our instinct. And I want you to listen. I want you to hear me out. Are you ever in the presence of animals, calves, goat kids, piglins, and even puppies? Have you ever heard their parents call them to say, it's meal time? It might sound ridiculous, but think about it. When those little babies are hungry, they find their mother And they follow their instinct until they get to the other and they start feeding themselves. And I was sitting down when I was preparing for the show, and I started ponder, and I said, my God, look at that. The goats in the farm knows when they are hungry, where to find food. The baby calves know that. The puppies know that. You know, they're hungry and the mother be walking and they go and they grab a nipple and they start sucking, and then mama has to just lay down and make herself available to them. What if we would follow our instinct like those animals follow their instinct? We would be something to reckon with, because we would not start to develop clutter minds and things like that. We would have pure minds. Because just like those animals, we are all born with uncluttered mind. However, as we get older and we start to mingle in society and we begin to get older, all of a sudden we start to accumulate all this clutter in our minds. We keep talking about, oh, what we're going to do, what we're going to do, what we're going to do. And so many years go by and we never do nothing. Ben Franklin says, well done is better than well said. You know, well done is better than well said. You know, a few years, I think it was back in 2013 or so, I was in Jamaica with my son and his godfather. And we went to a place to look on some land. And I wanted his godfather's input, and he was not available until in the night when it was getting dark. But he insisted on us still going to look at the land. And I said to him, it is dark now. Why don't you do it another time? As a matter of fact, you won't need to look at it now because you're going to be around when everything, and you can explain to my son then. And he said to me, no, I don't want to do that because I don't know where I am going to be to explain that to Javon. So Javon, come. Leave your mother, dear. Come with me and let me go show you and let me go explain to you. And I'm sharing this to tell you that we need to do what we are doing and don't put it off for another time. Because what happened, and why am I sharing this story with you? A week to the date after we had that conversation, I called Jamaica one Saturday morning and was told that my friend died. And I keep pondering about what happened, and I'm thinking, I wonder whether he was getting any insight in that he wasn't sick or anything that we know. But we never know. And I don't know, when he said he didn't know where he was going to be, whether he was thinking about taking wings and to go home to heaven. I don't know that. But I'm sharing this with you to say, you have something that you want to do. Throw out, let go of procrastination and move on. start it right now, because you know what? Right now is all that we have. And when we look on our lives as just one day at a time, we get the full understanding, because there's no tomorrow. Because when tomorrow arises, it becomes today. So long as we operate in today, we understand the importance of not procrastinating. Ben Franklin says, rather than talk the talk, it's better to walk the walk. Much of what is spoken is just hot air. And if you find yourself talking about what you are going to do rather than talking about what you are doing, you may be in a state of not getting things done. It's better to get the work done that needs to be to get done at that particular time rather than leaving it for a later time. What are some of the things that you need to get done and you are leaving it for later instead of attending to it now because you want to address easier tasks? There are times when you are working on more than one project at a time and you want to temporarily set it aside to complete another. That is okay to do so long as you are going to go back and pick it up. However, there are some people that has list and list and list and list and composition book and composition book of things that they want to do. And for 30 years they're talking about it, and that all that has happened is them talking about it and nothing ever gets done. You know, each and every day we live in this world, we see things that reminds us that tomorrow is not promised to anybody, not to you, not to me. It is not promised. All we have is right now, today, 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 today. So please, join me in making a commitment that we will begin to live in the present. Let us now look at, we spoke about cluttered mind, so we're going to throw out clutter mind and procrastination. We're going to let go of those two so we can free ourselves to move forward. The other thing that holds a lot of people back is their desire to be perfect. We don't need to be perfect. All that is required of us is that we are whole. So be whole versus be perfect. Because perfectionism holds you hostage. And it's never good enough. It's never right enough. It has to be this. It has to be that. It has to be the other. Listen. Seeing that just today is all you have, I want you to start just doing what it is that you are supposed to be doing. Do your best. That's all that is required of you, doing your best. Turn up for duty. And do what you are told to do. And when you are blessed to see the rising of the sun tomorrow, now it's today again, and you live to your fullest. What I know about people who live in the present is that they have no regrets. How often you have gone to a party And you see people just sitting down, they're not having a dance or anything, and you wonder why they came to the party. And yet there is the other person that is really dancing their heads off and having a good time. And it's the same thing here in our business. Living in the present, living today, give it your all. Think of going to a nice party and just having a good time. It was Norman Vincent Peale says, it's always too early to quit. Some people don't want to encounter any struggles whatsoever. They want to just have everything handed to them on a golden platter. That's not what happened. It does not go like that. So, I want you to let go of the thing is going to be easy. Everything is going to come to me easy. Oh, my family is known. My spouse is known. I am this and I am that and I am the other. Hello? This is not the way it is going to take place. It's not going down like that. So you must have the faith and the patience and the commitment and the determination to follow through on that which you have begun. Don't quit halfway in because you said it was too tough and you think somebody else have it easier. You never know somebody's journey unless they sit down and tell you, because a lot of times things look easy, but it is not easy. So I want you to let go of the need of comparing your performance with somebody else's performance. Because you are unique. You are a unique person. So, remember, throw out perfection and retain wholeness. And study yourself. Know what makes you whole. And as you think about that, you think about your mind, body, and spirit. All you need to do every day is to just turn up. Turn up for duty. And you're going to be used. It doesn't matter how many other people turn up right there. Our job assignments are never the same. The universe does not see them as the same. So we don't need to be spending all that time worrying about what somebody else is doing. The next, I wanted to share this about quitting. Quitting is the easy way out, but it doesn't produce anything of value and ends up leading to a habit of quitting that can haunt you for a lifetime. The good news is that you don't have to accept quitting, and you can pick up old projects that you on earlier and go back and complete it with pride. You also have to have some faith in whatever you're doing. John Boris says, leap and the net will appear. So it went back. You see how everything is coming full circle? When I mentioned about the bird in the hand is better than two in the bushes, and this is what's happening here. We got to leap. Leap, and somebody is going to be there to catch you. There's going to be a blanket. You took off and you don't know where you are, but when you land, you're going to be landing in a nice place, beautiful place. So don't be letting fear hold you back. So throw that four-letter word fear outside too. If you're waiting around for condition to be perfect before you stick your neck out, guess what? You're going to be waiting forever because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Life is never going to be perfect. So we better understand the importance about being adaptable. We must be adaptable. We must do what we are doing today because what? Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. The future is not promised to any one of us. So let's get busy and do what it is that we are called to do. Okay? Next point. Probably looking at yourself now and you say, well, listen, I'm not great. I'll never be great. I want you to throw that idea out. Put it on the list of things that you are going to throw out or let go. I want you to put that there as well and give yourself permission to grow into your greatness. Grow into your greatness. And there are several ways in which to do that. What this says, you got to be around people who are doing the things that you are not doing. This way, some of them is going to rub off on you. You are going to catch some of what they're doing. You're going to learn from them. So find people who are doing what you want to do. Be consistent, be successful. I don't mean the physical job that they're doing. But being around them helps you to develop a stronger willpower and devotion and commitment to your cause. Because you're around people who are not complaining that this is happening and that is happening and it's because of this and it's because of that. They are finding a way to make things happen. And you and I can do the same thing as well. You know something? Robert Simeon says this and finding your limits. I think we as a human being is always looking to be so extremely comfortable. And we do not want to push ourselves. And Herbert Simon says one finds his or her limit by pushing themselves. So if you think you have limits, keep pushing yourself. And the bigger the goals is, the harder the push, and the sooner that those limits are going to be gone. You can know what your limits are if you have never pushed them. You got to try something. Sorry about that. Sitting by and thinking you have limits without actually finding out is a waste of time. So, you know, set your goals higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. You know, don't just set them at your comfort level. You got to set them at a level that will allow you to stretch mentally and physically. So, what are you putting on the list to let go of? That you have limits. Push yourself and find out what your capabilities are. If you don't push, you won't know. The next thing I want you to concentrate on here is to create a list of things you are willing to let go of. What are you willing to let go of so you can get into the place that you want to get into? You know you best. You know yourself better than anybody else knows you. So you go out there and you give it your very best. You know, once you start pushing and if it becomes taxing on you, get a support team that is going to help you through. William Butler Yeats says this on Striking the Iron. This is something else I always hear as a child growing up. Man, you got to strike while the iron is hot. You got to strike while the iron is hot. However, William Butler Yeats says, do not wait to strike till the iron is hot, but make it hot by your striking. So you see what I'm saying? You might be the first one to go out there in that field. Nobody else has ever been there. So you are making history. So your iron just got very hot. So you go out there and make something happen. Can you imagine if everybody was waiting around? We would not have all the cure for diseases that we have and all the other amazing things that's taking place. We would not have had those experiences. So we cannot sit around with our arms crossed and say, you know something? This thing is going to fall in my lap. I'm just waiting here. I'm waiting and waiting. I'm waiting. We, you and I, we are trusted with a precious commodity. And it's the commodity of life. How we treat it is very important. When other people look at us, what are they seeing? What kind of an example are we? Balastar Garcian says about being wise and foolish. He says the wise does things at once that the fool does at last. The wise does a thing that the fool does at last. The wise does at once what the fool does at last. So all these little nuggets I'm sharing to help us move into that great place that we are called to be in. You know, it's 2015. It's already moving so swiftly. So we got to get focused. You and I got to get focused. We must. You know, it's good if we have support, but if we don't have support, we got to know that, hey, While the grass is growing, the horse is starving, so I'm out doing what I am supposed to do. So I want you to also let go of the idea that I must have somebody on my support, somebody on my side, because a lot of times you're not going to have anybody in the beginning. Get me some water. All right, so the next point I want to touch on is Our intentions dictates our future. So let us set clear intentions for the results we want. Last year, I started writing my intentions out on poster board. So not only are they visible to me, they are visible to the world. Anybody who comes into my space, they see them there. You know, I don't hide them away because I don't need to hide them away. A lot of times, people will say, well, why you put so much money on your vision board or on your intention board? And the answer to that is, because I have a lot of work to do globally. And yes, people are giving their donations towards it. However, I need to be able to fund the things that I am looking to do. So, go shopping if you have not done it yet. I want you to buy poster board. Find a dollar store where you go. You can get nice sized poster boards, foam or cardboard. The cardboard one has two double flaps. So, not only do you have the middle to write and you have the two flaps. They are like what the children used to do their project for school. So I go to the dollar store and I buy those. And those sheets are what I use to create my boards, my intention boards, and my vision board. I'm here to tell you. And I can tell you because I know so. I can tell you because I am a product of it. Set your intention. Because all you got to do after you set clear intentions is to be patient and wait on what the universe tells you to do. Patient and make yourself available. So, I just pray that you have gotten something out of this segment here. And Sam Livingston says, do not watch the clock. Instead, do what the clock does. Keep going. Keep going. So don't sit around waiting for things to fall in your lap. Instead of doing what you ought to do, just keep going. You know, sometimes you're working on your hair. People say, oh, every 2 seconds they're asking what time it is. And I used to work with a lady like that, and I always said to her, it's just 2 seconds past the last time you asked me. And they do more watching of the time than work that they actually produce. So we got to be careful about that, because you can waste precious time by just sitting around watching the clock. Step by step, and the thing is done. Start taking action now. Today is all you have. Right now is all that we have. So let us start working on that. You're not responsible for what's going to happen tomorrow, because that you don't know about tomorrow. It's not promised to anybody. Nobody ever experienced tomorrow. Everybody experiences today. Right? That's where our power lies, ladies and gentlemen. Living in the present, right now, taking advantage of that right now. Can you imagine if you and I would live in the present? Can you imagine? If we would live in the present, we would be experiencing so much abundance. So let us just go in there, do our best. Let us create the list of things that we need to do in order to take full advantage of the opportunity that this new year has for us. I am very excited about all the opportunities that I have in front of me. I have turned up and I'm ready for duty. Today, I will pledge to continue to do my best. I will continue to learn all that there is for me to learn. And I will not look back with any regrets, because I know that I am called to make a difference. And you are called to make a difference too. Whatever it is that you are doing, you are not doing it for yourself. So it doesn't matter what happened in 24. You have a new slate, a brand new slate. So I want for you to make good use of it. And the only way you can make good use of it is to take advantage of that right now. Right now, as you are listening. So I just pray that you got something out of this, and that we are going to be exchanging notes about when you make a decision to let go and to really harness all the great things that were in front of you. So long and stay blessed.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Thank you.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord.